This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Mike, I want you to lay out for me, if you can, the guys that, and again, this is public knowledge, so that's good.
Yeah, it's totally transparent the way the AP comes out with the voting for the NFL player MVP of the year.
I love that because we don't get that with baseball, right? We don't get that.
Right.
We still don't know who didn't vote for Ichiro, all right? Just to give you an example.
Right.
So, as a first ballot, you know, 100%. Give me the layout on this, man.
All right, guys. There's folks that they all voted for everybody who finally, you know, you had either with Josh Allen, you had certainly, Omar Forgetting with the Bengals. Joe Burrow. Sorry about that. I was going brain dead on Joe Burrow. All these guys were on these lists, but they came down to who was number one, who was number two. Number one for Lamar Jackson. If you had Lamar Jackson over Josh Allen, starts with our buddy down in South Florida, Armando Salguero.
Yes.
Who covers the Dolphins and now covers National. Chris, some of these names you might be familiar with, Carl and Chris. I don't know. Aaron Schatz?
Yeah, he has a really, really popular NFL blog. He's one of the best in the country.
Okay. Dan Pompey.
Yes.
Voted for Lamar Jackson. Dave Burkett. Dave Burkett?
He's from Detroit.
Right. Deanna, we had her on the show, Deanna Rossini. She voted for Lamar. Deontay Lee?
Never heard of him.
Doug Ferrer.
Yes, he's independent as well.
Our good friend Greg Allman, who comes on the show.
Yep. Fox.
Sporting News and Fox. Jarrett Bell.
Yeah, USA Today.
Right.
Yeah.
Jarrett lives here.
Right. Kay Adams, who you've seen for years at NFL Network.
Yep.
Lorenzo Reyes.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Mike Florio, we all know him. Mike Jones. These are all Lamar Jackson.
I know Mike Jones.
Yeah, Mike Jones.
I know Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Jones.
Mike Jones. Oh, no, it's not. It's a different Mike
different
Jones.
Guys.
It's different.
Mike Sando voted for Lamar.
Yes, he's from The Athletic.
Mm-hmm. Mike Tirico. We all know Mike Tirico from Sunday Night Football and everything else. Mina Kimes, also from ESPN, voted for Lamar Jackson. Ruben Frank.
He's our guy from Philly.
Okay. Nate Davis.
He's also from The Athletic.
Sam Monson.
He's from Pro Football Focus.
Teddy Bruschi had Lamar Jackson over Josh Allen.
Okay.
Carl.
These are the number one votes.
No, it came down to Lamar Jackson over Josh. These are guys with Lamar Jackson number one. Tom Brady, Tony Dungy, and Tom Silverstein.
Never heard of him.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. Who had Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson?
Time out. Did you just say Tom Brady had him?
Tom Brady voted for Lamar Jackson.
Interesting. Go ahead.
But this is, if you go back, now Romo, I guess Romo doesn't have a vote. I don't see his name out there. Romo was pimping Josh Allen hard on some of those AFC broadcasts this year.
Okay.
Just, I'm talking about guys who were in the Josh Allen
camp. CBS had the AFC. Gotcha.
Adam Schein votes for Josh Allen.
Yeah, yep. Mad Dog Radio.
Anthony DiGiulio.
Never heard of him.
Ben Volen.
He's from Boston.
Aditi
Kinkabwala.
Yes.
He's from CBS.
Okay. Bruce Murray.
He's also from SiriusXM.
Charian Williams.
Oh, Shireen Williams. Yeah, she's from Dallas. Longtime writer from Dallas.
Gotcha. These are all people with Josh Allen over Lamar.
Okay.
Charles Robinson.
Yeah, from Yahoo.
Right. Chris Sims.
The button.
Dan Orlovsky. So now, this is one that surprises me. Emmanuel Acho that you see on ESPN.
Yeah, he voted.
He voted for Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson. Gary Myers.
Yeah, I'm gonna call him.
Gary Myers, longtime NFL writer. Ira Kaufman. The one that's interesting is Jim Miller. Now, what does Jim Miller do his thing?
Yeah, so he does.
Former NFL player.
He does the equivalent of our slot, so 2-7 on SiriusXM NFL.
The reason Jim Miller's name comes up, Carl, is not only did he have Josh Allen over Lamar, which is fine because many did, he had Lamar Jackson fourth.
Okay,
on his
now, now you're being dumb. Now you're being dumb. Now you're just being vindictive.
That's just trying to create a headline.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with the voting. That had more to do with what we're doing right now and bringing his name up and talking about it.
But you shouldn't have a vote.
Yes,
and that's
I
what
agree.
People are saying. You don't. You're done. Whoever you are, Jim Miller, look, 6 touchdowns in your career. Let's see, John McMullen, Jonathan Jones, Jory Epstein, our friend Laura Oakman from she had Josh Allen.
Okay.
Over Lamar. Just real quick, Michael Silver. Mark Craig, Lindsey Jones, you know these people, Chris?
Lindsey Jones is NFL Network.
Nick Pavliatos?
No.
Pavlatos? Nora Princiati? You got a lot of names. You can open an Italian restaurant. Pat Kerwin had Josh Allen.
Right. You know what's funny? He's Jim Miller's partner.
Yes, he is.
Oh, sounds like a couple of angry old white guys. Pete Prisco.
CBS.
Speaking of angry guys, Rich Gannon, Tom Curran, Vic Carucci all went with Josh Allen over Lamar.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a little bit surprised. Vic's been going a long time.
We got your name. We got your number.
Vic's been going a long time. I just feel like when you voted and you've done this and you have a sense of it, maybe that might change your mind. Either way, Mike.
Tom Brady had Lamar Jackson number one.
Yeah, look, and most people with any common sense should have. But I understand why some of those folks who are very credible voted for Josh Allen. But it's criminal when you start to do some of the stuff that you talked about with Jim Miller. Now you're just being trivial, right?
Right.
That's if you told me, well, I didn't vote for him for this reason. Fourth, who was better than Lamar?
Right.
Who were three other guys that were better than Lamar?
I mean, if you want to move Saquon Barkley up for what he means, that's fine. But you can't have a guy who throws for 41 touchdowns, 4 picks, and rushes for 915 yards. He accounted for 45 scores, fourth on your list. That's why I'm saying I'm sure there will be some groundswell to say if you're being a Weisenheimer with that, then you lose your vote. You want to be a wise ass? You don't get the vote anymore.
Here are a couple other things going on here as we are talking about the NFL and getting ready for Super Bowl 59. Bijan's been making his rounds down there at Media Row, Mike. Saquon was asked about it. As a matter of fact, I think D-Led asked Saquon about Bijan Robinson, and
right.
Saquon said, look, man, he's top three dude in the league. Like, you guys can sleep on Bijan if you want to, but he's a beast. So if he's saying that, obviously Saquon is saying myself
right.
and Christian McCaffrey and Saquon. That's what he's talking about. Now, everybody will say, well, what about Derrick Henry? Not my words. It's Saquon. Here's what Bijan said about being in Saquon's top three.
That was great, man. Like, that was awesome. Obviously, he's been the guy leading the charge this year, and it's been fun to see. And, you know, there's a lot of guys, you know, that are right behind him that, you know, has been elevating this position this whole season. And for me, like, I mean, you have, what, 4 guys that were 100 and some yards away just from 2,000.
It's amazing,
all,
right?
All purpose, like, or 2 of us. So it was definitely a cool thing, seeing all the guys just be great for their teams and great for the NFL and being, you know, trying to be the most offensive or most impactful offensive players in the league.
That they were. Running back is back. If you thought it was gone, if you thought it had died, it's not. Mike, but that also means we're going to have to fork up some money
to pay
Bijan when it comes time.
Now, again, guys, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but Bijan's going to be paid probably the number one running back in the league based on where he is compared to the age of other guys that
yep.
are playing running back right now. You get into, you know, where's Drake going to be? I don't think we're going to be giving Kyle Pitts a contract extension, if I'm honest. Now, unless he just balls out this year and the light
can't do
goes
it, Mike.
On.
Can't win with him.
But here's the thing. What if he has a Pro Bowl year? If he bookends 2 Pro Bowl seasons.
Wait a minute. Did you say Pro Bowl? What's
well,
that?
He was a Pro Bowler the first year with Matt Ryan throwing the football.
What's the Pro Bowl? What is that? You're talking about Kyle Pitts?
Kyle Pitts. What if he bookends
his career
here with the Falcons?
I don't even know if those 2 things exist.
No, yet, as I'm saying this, my nose is growing like Pinocchio, but I'm just giving you the opportunity for the Falcons. That'd be a nice problem to have. I don't think it's going to be a thing to worry about.
I agree with you. Michael Parsons was asked about what the what has to happen for the Eagles to win. This is pretty interesting. Michael Parsons obviously plays in the same division as the Eagles with the Cowboys. And he said, you got to give Hurts the rock. Listen to this.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now.
You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You got to put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hand. If you're going to choose one person to have it in the backfield, I'm choosing Jalen Hurts every time. You got to make Jalen Hurts win the game. And the Eagles been doing a great job of letting Saquon and other guys kind of mix in and doing the dirty work. But respectfully, you got to have Jalen holding the ball. You got to make him make the pass, make him think, keep the game manageable. You can't just let them kind of just run the clock out with Saquon or get creative with Saquon. You got to have the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands.
Can they take Saquon away and force Jalen to do, like, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Jalen's going to have to do everything.
Right. And now, as we said, he's going to have to run, and we know that he can, and he's rushed for a lot of yards in his career. Matter of fact, this year, he rushed for 630, so that's certainly impressive. He averaged 4.2 per tote. The over-under on him, as we mentioned earlier, is just 31.5. I think that's going to be one of my prop bets. We're going to do prop bets and picks coming up. But, yeah, the problem with Jalen is that, you know, I always talk about it. He didn't fumble. They stay in sequence and scoring. More pressure on the Chiefs 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. He's got to be – I'm not saying he's got to be letter perfect, Carl, but he needs to really be on it.
I think he's been ridiculously good. He hadn't thrown an interception since week four. The game he gets knocked out in against the Commanders, take that out. He's 13-0 this season.
He's only thrown 18 touchdowns. That gets back to why A.J. Brown was upset about the lack of the vertical passing game midseason. But Kellen Moore said, look, we're going to simply run the football. And that was part of the offensive direction the team took. They focused on it with Saquon. But can they be balanced with the explosive attacks down the field?
Well, my thing is just Hurts is not giving the ball away. From week four, he's not turned it over.
Right. But 18 touchdowns, that's like, as we said, that's like 1978 numbers.
But again, he's throwing the ball 20 times a game, and that's based on the fact that they do have that guy in the
backfield. But you said it before, though, and it's been brought up on the broadcast. Aikman's talked about it. Pull. Ball's got to come out. Sometimes he does not. He doesn't trust himself to get it out on schedule.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.